Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And they have a Turkey Day no-brainer for you. That's right. New customers, you can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team just scores a point. What a fantastic deal for all those new customers. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now if you haven't already. Make sure you use promo code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, over the years that you and I have been doing this, I will often mention, oh, here's what we were talking about between segments, you know, just to let people know we're talking about football. I'm not going to talk about our between segment conversation this time, though.
Not this time. There are some things that deserve to remain just between us, Jim.
Just between you and I, Dusty. All right, quarter number four. Still a lot to talk about after the Penn State-Rutgers ball game. And let's start with James Franklin. Slowly over the last several weeks, where it looked like, and especially if you listen to the national media, James Franklin had one foot out the door. If it wasn't USC, it was going to be LSU. And, oh, by the way, Florida got rid of their coach, so James Franklin would probably be a great candidate there also. Then a few things happened over these last several weeks, not to mention, you know, losing four out of five games. Things came to earth. The James Franklin coaching bubble may have burst a little bit. And in the meantime, it seems that he's been talking with the administration and negotiating. And finally, last week, at the quarterback club. Now, my understanding is typically whatever, it's an unwritten rule, whatever gets said there does not get reported, but it did get reported. And the report was, I'm not going anywhere, according to James. And he then said he might say there might be an announcement this weekend. Now it's, we may hear something on Tuesday. One of the things to be aware of is the Board of Trustees, the Subcommittee on Compensation, also has a meeting scheduled on Tuesday morning. Dustin, I'm sure that's coincidence.
Yeah, and you know, he speaks with reporters on Tuesday, so everything, all signs are pointing to Tuesday. And I don't know. I mean, just looking back on this thing, not that James Franklin would never in a million years leave this place, but the odds seem to be stacked against it. And you know, if you're a coach who's actually in demand, if other schools want to talk to you, and other schools would very much love to offer you the coaching job at their school, and those jobs would pay you more, and they would be, you know, in some ways equally or maybe even more prestigious. I mean, you do have the option of utilizing all that leverage. Now, what I think we've seen over the last, I don't know, month or so, is that being able to hold that leverage doesn't come without any strings attached to it. You know, he's continued to have to answer questions about this. And by the way, at the quarterback club, I mean, what are the odds that James Franklin says something interesting ever again at one of those things? We've seen him in that setting, Jim, and I think he can get a little bit excited and a little bit loose, but he's a pretty thoughtful guy. And if he's not trusting fully that the audience isn't going to comply by those rules, he's not going to say anything, for the same reason he's not going to put out a depth chart unless the Big Ten makes him. But, yeah, I mean, I think this is where I thought the road would end from the beginning. Not that Franklin would ever turn his nose up at USC or whatever, but I think his first inclination, his first hope, is to continue building on what he's got going here at Penn State, because there are good reasons to believe that they can still accomplish and they can still do more. And that from his vantage point, the support and the resources and the finances, whether that's for assistance or for facilities or for upgrades or whatever he wants to use it for, it does sound like there's going to be more coming his way because he used this moment to do it. But I would have been much, much, much more surprised. Again, assuming that we get some kind of announcement from Franklin on Tuesday or whatever, but I'd be much more surprised if he actually ended up leaving. Nobody wants that. You know, Penn State doesn't want to start brand new. They don't want to see a bunch of guys land in the transfer portal. I mean, the way college football is today, you know, your situation can turn from good into an absolute mess overnight. You think about what James Franklin leaving would mean for Sandy Barber. You know, they didn't want that. So they met probably more than halfway in James's direction because he did have more leverage in this situation. But it sounds like we're leading to a happy ending. I had to break the news to somebody who was complaining about Franklin to me today. So I had to break the news that, you know, actually he seems to be thinking and indicating that on Tuesday we're going to hear that he's not going anywhere.
And I think it's fair to be critical of James Franklin, especially over these last several weeks. A lot of the decisions. Losing to Illinois was unforgivable. Unforgivable from my standpoint. There's so much to get on him about, especially over these last several weeks. With that said, I do not think there's another guy out there that I would want ahead of Franklin. Number one. Number two, as you said, things could change so fast. It's so exciting, this 22 recruiting class, having the number one quarterback in the country, the number one running back in the country, Drew Aller and Nick Singleton coming in. Definitely positions of need where they could be difference makers. Why in the world would you not want this guy back? Now, and I hope this came up by the administration. I hope they had the backbone to say, James, here's what we're doing, but this is the third time you've gone to this well. We don't want to hear this anymore. We don't want this to start again next year. We don't want this to happen. Every time you get a fast start to the season, you're going to start talking about going somewhere else. This is it. No more of that.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to work that way. If high-profile jobs come open in the midway point of the season, you know, if a USC-caliber job comes up in the midway point of the season, why do we have any indication as we sit here today that Franklin and his representatives aren't going to be like, hey, you know what, you should whisper James's name to Dennis Dodd real quick. You know, like that's kind of – the game's going to continue to be played. Maybe not quite at the same level because maybe this was a little bit out of the ordinary year, especially with that USC job. Everybody's been wanting to link him to USC for a few years now to the point where immediately when the connection's made, I still just roll my eyes at that. James Franklin, it's not his number one choice, not even close to his number one choice, to pack up his family and move from State College to Southern California right now. That's not his first choice, but I think he's ready to do that if Penn State doesn't give him the commitment that he feels like he deserves at this point. And you can criticize him or you can be on his side over that, but these are just the facts. I think if the opportunity presents itself next year, why would we expect him to play this any differently than he has?
Well, I think what you can do as the administration, though, is say, look, we'll give you more. You already have a signed contract. We're giving you more, but here's what we want in return from you. And it may not be, you can't say, okay, James, no more flirting. But what you can do is, you know, analogous to the prenup, okay, the breakup fee. If you want to leave before your contract's up, here's the poison pill. It's not going to be a million or two. It's going to be $10, $15, $20 million if you want to leave. So some other school better really want you. Because there's going to be a penalty to do it.
That's not going to be a problem. You think about, look at the schools paying buyouts. If the opportunity presents itself to find the exact right guy, and there's going to be a lot of programs every single year who think Franklin is the exact right guy, that amount of money doesn't matter. You think about the donors at like Texas. You know, if Sarkisian doesn't get things turned around, if you are so desperate to stop the bleeding, you're going to already be paying Steve Sarkisian $10 million to walk out the door. Why not spend 20 to cover the buyout on the coach you think is the right guy to walk through the door? Money is freely going out. Yeah, I think there was just more reporting about this in the last like week or two. They are paying a fortune to get rid of bad coaches. Why would they not pay a fortune to get the right coach?
Well, at least the university gets another 15 or 20 million.
Yeah.
The other part to this, Dustin, is that fascinates me is just how quickly reputations change. 4 or 5 weeks ago, James Franklin seemed like he was out the door. It was going to happen. How about Mel Tucker at Michigan State? He probably wishes he had signed that contract. And you know what? The funny thing is, you know, between James Franklin and Mel Tucker, James Franklin went so far downhill and Mel Tucker was the new it guy. If Penn State beats Michigan State this week, is Mel Tucker still the it guy?
Yeah, because I think, you know, what the mistake that you and I might make and that fans might make is looking at a game or two as the end-all, be-all of whether a coach is or isn't the right guy. I think the reality is it takes a lot more than 60 minutes or 120 minutes of playing football games to determine if the leader you have is leading you in the right direction. Because so much bonker stuff can happen in football. You know, just like what happened with Penn State. Now, Penn State's, you know, the craziness of Penn State season also happened to shine a light on, and it's hilarious to me to say, like, hey, what's your coach's biggest weakness? Oh, coaching? I mean, game day coaching is not James Franklin, not even close to his biggest strength. And it got kind of exposed as part of all this process. But Mel Tucker, I don't think Michigan State, they might have a little buyer's remorse a couple days later when they get blown out. But I still think the belief in Mel Tucker went well beyond getting beat badly by one of the top two teams in the country. I think their belief is still very much in him. And even if they don't feel that way, you better believe they're saying it the next day after that loss.
Well, the thing is, I'll disagree with you a little bit on this, Dustin, because it does seem like they change so fast when a guy Mel Tucker starts the season 6-0, 7-0. He's absolutely the guy. And you see it with all of these guys who are the no-brainer hires over the year. Whether it's Mullen in Florida, Sarkisian, Charlie Strong, Scott Frost, name the guys over and over again. They were the it guy because they had one good year somewhere, and someone scarfs them up, pays them, you know, $9 million a year for 8 years, and they're magically the guy because they did it for 1 year. Just like you said, the ball could bounce in funny ways and make you lose a game. It could also bounce in funny ways in your favor and go cash in fast, right?
And Mel Tucker certainly did. Good timing for him. I still happen to believe that no matter what happened on Saturday against Ohio State, that they do have the right guy up there. They are ahead of schedule, as much as it doesn't feel like it right now.
We shall see, Dustin. We shall see. But that is it for now. That's it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has a Turkey Day no-brainer. New customers can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.